This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Second hour of our Happy Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way and the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live and you'll be all set up and streaming the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great things we post there. Odie, I'm not seeing it here. Do we have Eileen on the line? We do. All right, great.
Yes,
oh, phew.
I've been called. Hello.
Well, there's hello, hello. Okay, now, just so you know, I just had to make sure you were there, but it is time now to welcome back Help Animals India and Chief Cook and Bottle Washer. That would be Eileen Weintraub. Good morning, Eileen. I'm so glad you're there.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I'm calling. I'm finally on. Thank you.
All right. Well, Nathan is out Bigfooting today, and David, who's usually here, we wore him out, so he's recovering, and Odie's here today, and so Odie's figuring out the little stuff.
Thank you.
So anyway, boy, there's a lot going on, Eileen.
Yeah, I have some things I just want to mention. So did you want to introduce Help Animals India? But I have some other things.
Yeah, because before, just in case there's somebody tuning in that doesn't know anything about Help Animals India, give us a lowdown on what that is.
Okay, well, Help Animals India is a charity, and I'm getting a big echo. Do you hear the echo?
We're not hearing an echo, no. But something doesn't
feel
right.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you're not hearing it. It's a 501c3. We're based in the Seattle area, and we give grants, training, and advice to animal groups in India and Nepal. So I'll talk about Nepal in a little while.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We're a big help to all these groups, these people who really want to help the animals. They want to rescue that puppy run over in the street. They want to, you know, spay and neuter their community dogs. They want to, you know, we had to teach cats spay and neuter. They didn't even know that. They want to help the working horses, the working donkeys that are abandoned. So there's so much to do. And as we all know, rescuing animals is hard. But then when you have to fundraise and you have no money to do that, that's even harder. So that's where we come in. And we help many, about 27 groups all over.
So did you say 27?
About, because the dollar goes very, very far. So just like for a few thousand dollars each, you know, that can practically be half their budget for the year. And, you know, costs are way down. Like a vet makes about $600 a month. And things like that. So we can really help a lot of animals with the dollar. And we're helpanimalsindia.org. And we've been doing it for decades also. So,
right.
You know, really able to help quite a lot. And thank you, Martha, for having us on every month.
I really appreciate you, Eileen, and all the work that Help Animals India does. And as Eileen was explaining, the reason I just think it's such a fabulous way to do this is that it's not like there's a little, you know, storefront somewhere in India that says Help Animals India, and it's one organization. Did you hear that? 27 different animal rescue or animal helping organizations or whatever over there. Help Animals India is donating to them all and helping them all. And, you know, India has a lot more kinds of animals to deal with and a different lifestyle and so forth. I mean, Eileen used to knock me off my chair when she said 33 million street dogs, you know, and not to mention cats and monkeys. And then we got elephants and then there, you know, cows and donkeys. And I mean, all kinds of things that need help, but Help Animals India helps everyone. So I know I always feel so good about my donation every month because I know Eileen spreads it around responsibly and I get to help everybody a little bit. So it's really a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, the elephants. We love the elephants too.
Absolutely.
So, anyhow, I just wanted to mention two other items so that don't relate to Help Animals India. The other day I was at our local library, Shoreline Library, And I was surprised to see a big truck there called Seattle Veterinary Outreach.
And yeah, you sent me some about this, and I didn't know about this, and I'm fascinated to find out what this is all about.
Yeah, so it's a big mobile outreach. Now, in India, we find these big trucks that just spay and neuter. They don't do that there, but they do have a vet there, and they have a schedule. And it's for low, they don't just spay and neuter, but if you go onto the website and see the schedule, they're all over, and they're not, you know, it's just only once a week in different places. And you can get your dog or cat looked at, any health problems, and vaccinated for $25.
Wow.
And in India, we don't have the $25. I asked them about their funding, and they said, well, maybe PetSmart and, you know, some donations. So anyhow, their website is seattlevet.org. And there's the clinic schedule. And they say to get there by 9 a.m. So it's really local. You know, they're in Linwood 1 week, Renton 1 week, Sydney neighborhood 1 week, Soto. You know, that's how it goes. So you have to go on the website and see. And they
even
have
it. Such a great idea, and this is such a needed thing, Eileen. I think I'm going to have to check this out. I think I need somebody on the air to talk to us about this.
Okay.
But it's called Seattle Veterinary Outreach.
Yeah, but the website is seattlevet.org. And click on the clinic to see the schedule of what they do. But it's not spay neuter, it's everything else. And you can only bring two pets. And they say you really need to get there by 9 a.m. because, you know, it gets... you know, there's a big, it could be a wait. They don't guarantee seeing everyone.
Yeah, I'm
so
looking,
it's not
I
that
pulled
convenient.
Up.
Yeah, seattlevet.org calendar.
Yeah, so they, looks like they're just working around Seattle right now.
Yeah. Well, they have North Bend. I see North Bend.
And that they do take donations. But, boy, this is a service we've needed for a long time. I think it was Dr. Doney that used to do a lot of
outreach. Yeah, the Doney Clinic, right.
Yeah. But since his passing and all of that, you know, it kind of fallen by the wayside as far as I know. But, boy, this is something that's so needed. I'm so glad you brought this up.
We do have the feral cat clinic where you can also get your feral cats. And they do domestic cats, too, for a slightly more charge. You know.
All right. So it's called clinic. Seattle Veterinary Outreach, everybody. The website is seattlevet.org. Just checked it out. Looks like a good website. And they had maps and schedules, I think. And you said, Eileen, they provide vaccines and exams. Medical care.
Yeah,
but they're not doing spay and neuter right now.
No, not that I... Maybe they can give you resources about that.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay.
Well, that's a great resource.
Right,
I'm so glad you told us about
that
it.
On. And... if you don't have to go to break, I just wanted to say briefly, I was surprised yesterday to read that Gloria Steinem, you know, who just passed away and
right.
all over the news as a great feminist, she was also an animal rights advocate. It wasn't her main job, but she was a vegetarian, and she connected the two causes very much, and that's not that well known.
No, I didn't know that. And I saw a lot of tributes to her and so forth, but I didn't hear animals mentioned. So,
I'll send you a blog that Karen Dawn, she does a blog, and she describes meeting her and everything she did. I'll send that to you.
Oh, wonderful. And, so that's great. She was not only helping women's cause, she was helping animals too. Cool.
Well, you know, people, beings that are oppressed, sometimes, you know, it goes together. So we're not
right.
saying,
So what else have we got on your list?
Well, if I can launch into it, it's been quite a week. And, you know, we didn't, well, first we had the dog meat rescues, and they're still gathering dogs in one part of India, which is close to China, and shipping them off to turn them into meat. But our group rescued them and rehabilitating them, and they're going to, you know, try and find homes for them. So 32 dogs. That was big news. But then that got overshadowed by the Nepal glacial flood.
My gosh, that has just been absolutely devastating.
Yes, and I wondered,
Eileen, when, you know, this happened, this big devastating flood in Nepal, Tibet area. I mean, one of the first things I wondered about, Eileen, was, I know, wasn't all that long ago, weren't you in Nepal? And I wondered if you were in that area, if you've been around that, if you, sort of thing. No,
this was right on the border. Sometimes they say Nepal, China. Thank you for saying Nepal, Tibet, because, you know, that used to be a part of Tibet. That was the area that, I do know some people that live near there, but it didn't affect where Kathmandu, the main city there that we think of, and the Buddha pilgrimage place where the Buddha gave got enlightened, the Buddha in Bodha. But it didn't affect that. But everyone knows someone. You know, I heard from someone, you know, they had 6 relatives missing. Just yesterday, some woman was pulled from the mud after 10 days. Oh, my God.
And, oh, it's been absolutely amazing. I was watching rescues on TV last night, and they pulled a woman out, they pulled a man out, and then a few minutes later, then they had 2 other people. And I mean, this is like 10 days or something after this flood, and they're still finding survivors.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Well, you can imagine the animals. So the thing is, these are all these groups going in to help humans. And so we're supporting three groups right now to go in and not only just rescue animals, but feed the abandoned ones.
Right. So let me ask you, I know they're saying right now that there are at least still 5,000 people missing. Okay, even though
4,000, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a lot of people still missing, but that has to mean a lot of animals had to be affected by this disaster. Isn't that true?
Well, they have accounts on farm animals, and that's in terms of chickens and pigs, those are astounding. And they want to at least be able to bury them because, you know, no one's burying, you know, burying humans, and they want to bury the animals. But I haven't had figures on dogs. Just seeing dogs that are abandoned and, you know, by their owners. The owners got killed. Somehow the dogs survived. And it hasn't been the groups were helping, 3 of them. They do go in, but it wasn't safe for a while. Now it's finally safe, but, you know, it's just mud everywhere. And so they have to be careful. So it's a long time of rebuilding these areas and making sure that the abandoned pets are rescued or at least fed, you know, for now. And, you know, they deserve that at least, you know. They lost their caretakers or they lost their places to live. So
I'm wondering I know that you said there's at least a couple of animal organizations that you're helping support that are helping with the animal situation related to this?
Yeah, if we didn't support them, they wouldn't have the money to go in there. And, you know, we're trying to raise at least $5,000. We pledged, we have to raise the money. It would be $5,000 each to the groups to go in. And
so if people are wondering, might be wondering, well, they want to contribute some money to help, you know, Nepal. One way to make sure that it would get to the right place is they could donate to Help Animals India, right? And know that you're helping them.
They would designate Nepal flood.
Okay, so if people could make a donation to Help Animals India and designate that they want it to go to help with the Nepal flooding?
Yes, because this is a long-time effort, that these brave people, are going in. We're getting the daily reports. We know what they're doing. These are groups that I've met in person. I know them. They're animal lovers just like we are. And, just how our groups had to help recently with the fires and everything that goes on here, it's a big disaster. And so we really want to give them as much support as we can. So basically, people were a little confused about what happened. It was not an earthquake. It was the force of the glacier falling down was so strong that it was equivalent to the impact of a 5.2 earthquake. In other words, loud boom, 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 boom. Can you imagine?
Wow. So this was because a glacier fell down? That's what started this all? Wow.
Yeah, who knows, glaciers could fall down.
Yeah.
So it's a little worrisome about, the future, with the climate change and getting warmer there, and it's a big, I don't know if anyone wants to hear this anymore, but a big push towards stopping the climate change and doing what we can to change what we do in our life. And we have to feed our cats meat, but we don't really need the meat in the factory farming.
I'm looking at the clock, and we're a little overlit. We need to take a break. We need to take care of advertisers here.
And then
we can come back and talk more about this. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody was on board and we didn't have a lot of climate deniers out there? But, you can't argue with what's going on, weather-wise all around and the disasters. There is an issue, and we play a role in all of that. Anyway, let's take care of our advertisers. In the meantime, you guys can go to helpanimalsindia.org and get started with a donation to help in Nepal, and you can designate that you want it to go to the Nepal Flooding Fund sort of thing. So check that out. We're going to take care of advertisers, and we will return and chat more with Eileen and find out what's going on, what else is on her list that we need to chat about. So stay right where you are. More with Eileen and helpanimalsindia.org straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Norwalk, and we are about midway through the second hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. And we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, and that's NUP, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and you can check them all out at newprosupplements.com. And you can order there if you like. You can find a lot of the dog products in your local pet stores. You can also get them on Amazon, and the price is the same. So check them out, newprosupplements.com. And remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available for new clients. You can meet with her at the Whispering Dragon Center, which is now in her home in the Shoreline area. So easy access, easy parking. And oh, what a gift to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes. And boy, and what a gifted healer she is. And I mean, I wouldn't be able to continue to work and do the work that I do without Jude to keep keep my body in alignment. I really cherish my sessions with her. And she can work with you in person, which I highly recommend, but she can also work with you remotely if you are not in the area. And you can check Jude out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give her a call, and she'll call you back, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And remember me, animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their home to straighten out their dogs and get life working congenially in dog households around the area. So if you know anyone that has problems with their dogs and they want them solved quickly, tell them to give me a call. I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. And if I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is. But usually I can come and in one session get everything under control and a program going forward for you. And miracles happen. Had another one of those days yesterday. It was wonderful. Anyway, write down my phone number and pass it out to anyone that needs help with their dogs. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are back to our discussion. We were we're chatting with Eileen from helpanimalsindia.org. We've been talking about the incredible flooding disaster in the DePaul, Tibet area. So Eileen, man, I'm still kind of in shock of what you were saying. I don't know that I'd actually thought about what actually caused that flood. But
they said a huge mass of rock and glacier ice collapsed.
Wow. So it wasn't like a dam. It wasn't like a dam broke and flooded, or there was an earthquake. Mm-hmm. This was a glacier that collapsed and caused all of this. Holy moly!
And think of an avalanche. But this avalanche was full of rock and ice.
Oh.
And the mixture created a powerful surge that rushed down the valley and it traveled 62 miles. Can you imagine?
Wow, 62 miles? Wow.
Of debris and flow downstream.
Now, I heard them mention in one report early on, I heard them mention Kathmandu, but you said it didn't affect Kathmandu?
Oh, no, thank God. It was nowhere near. It was near some other town.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
well, you know, and the concern has to be, if this is a glacial collapse that caused that, that could happen elsewhere. You know?
Well, it says everywhere in the Himalayas has hazards, and they have early warning systems. So there was one story where a school, he heard a warning system, and he got his 900 students to evacuate, like, immediately. Like, don't take your backpacks, just get out and run. And he saved the lot. And 15 minutes later, the rock, you can't even call it a flood because it was like a mud flow. And 15 minutes later, it came, and he got all the students out. So that was, you know, a wonderful story.
Wow. No, talk about divine guidance. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So anyhow, they have to have more systems in place for more early warnings. They did have some, but nothing that could have saved everybody. And so I was getting back to about climate change, and you know, when Al Gore came out with his agenda about that was a long time ago. For global warming, so we thought that factory farming, meat, you know, because to produce meat, you need a lot more resources. So we thought, the whole world would turn vegetarianism. So recently, I heard about the use that AI uses, you know, in these facilities, and they use a lot of electricity and water.
You mean the data centers?
I thought, wow.
The data centers you're talking about?
Yeah, they use a lot of resources that, you know, contribute to climate change. But so I looked it up, and it was still nowhere near what animal farming uses. So, you know, we still have to try and, you know, cut down the meat and use alternative, you know, meat. There's so many great substitutes now for meat. And so, you know, we're still advocating that as we can. And there's a lot of great substitutes for meat available. Anyhow, so there's still hope for our planet and all the people on it. We have to, you know, find a better way to live that supports everybody. And, you know, everyone's helping as they can.
Well, it's comforting to know that you're there, and what a great job you do at spreading the money around to so many, you know, 27 different animal welfare organizations or helpers, and all the education you help provide. And it's just an incredible job that you do and have done for so many years. I so appreciate you.
Thank you. In the schools, we teach humane practices for having a pet, or helping the street dogs, you know, how to interact with the community animals. And when I started this, the dollar was equal to 40 rupees. Now it's 95 rupees in India.
Wow.
And 150 in Nepal. It's amazing. So, you know, we can complain as we want about this country, but we still have a very strong dollar. I don't know why. And, you know, it's upholding a lot of people elsewhere if we can, you know, spread our dollars around, if we're able to. You know, of course, everyone here needs a lot of help, too. So
pretty much we're all struggling except for the gazillionaires.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it's hard to, for heaven's sakes, I mean, the cost of gas went up 30 cents a gallon this week in my neighborhood, and it's up as higher than it's ever been, you know.
Okay.
and you know, it's everywhere you go. I know. I was thinking about you know, it's been the Monroe Fair this week up here in Monroe, and you know, usually they have to, you know, a lot of cones and there's a lot of traffic and all that sort of stuff. The attendance has been down so low. I mean, there just hasn't been any traffic at all. They after a few days, the first few days of opening, they removed all the cones and stuff, you know, to control all the cars and the traffic because there wasn't any.
I got such great weather too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Part of the problem is that Puyallup really messed up the detail for the Monroe Fair. They started starting their fair earlier, and that's been the big problem. But you know, I wondered if some of the fact that there was just so little or low turnout. I think I really am concerned that there's going to be a fair next year. I think the attendance was so off, but some of it may be that people just can't afford to do that kind of stuff right now. You know, I mean, things
there's
are
a lot. There's a lot happening this weekend, so we don't know.
So you know, who knows? And that's also with yeah. Never mind. But anyway, I'm glad to know that you are there, and I can make a donation to you, and then you pass it around. India and to the different organizations, and that we can, if we make a donation, we can stipulate what we would like it to go. You could say, I want it to help the elephants, or, you know, I want it to the flood.
On our website, you can choose the elephants, and those are very sweet female elephants that have been rescued from a lifetime of slavery. And they're living free on beautiful land.
And
happy.
How many elephants are at that sanctuary now?
Just six, but you know, elephants are expensive.
Yeah. Well, six is a lot to have, you know.
Six.
All right.
The elephant population in India is at risk because the free roaming elephants, it's such a crowded place with 1.4 billion people now on landmass that's one third the size of the United States.
Wow.
So it would be like we had triple population here. And so the elephants, the wild elephants are at risk, and, you know, they don't have places to roam. The farmers don't want them trampling through their fields. And so, you know, there's just, you know, like everywhere else, there's less and less places for our beloved wildlife. Yeah. So, you know, we have to keep helping as we can the ones that we can help. And that's what we're doing, as you are. So thank you, Martha.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anything else that we need to chat about?
We sent out a special newsletter just a couple days ago. Mostly it's every other month I send a newsletter, but because of the emergency, we did send one out, just an extra one, and then we'll send out another one at the end of the month to just show everything else we're doing. So people can subscribe. It really cheers me up. If you can't make a donation, just subscribe to our newsletter. It's not often at all, and it's, you know, packed with information. So just go to our website, and the pop-up form comes up, and you can just add your email, and that's all. And if I see someone local, it's very nice to see. So thank you, everybody.
All right. So that would really appreciate you going to helpanimalsindia.org. Great website, and you can learn so much there. But if you can't afford to make a donation, like Eileen said, just sign up for the newsletter. That makes her happy. And she doesn't bombard you with all kinds of stuff, but it's always so informative, and the great photographs and stories and all that sort of thing if you want to keep up what's going on. And I would imagine that you're updating us on the Nepal and the you know, mudslides and all of that, and what's going on with that recovery?
That's on the social media. And then we just sent the newsletter, which is also on our website under updates.
Ah, okay. So if people didn't receive it, they could find it on updates on the website?
Right.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty. All right. I'm sorry that we, you know, this is, you know, we have to talk about these awful, you know, things, but, you know, there has been a little bit of good news here to brighten spirits because they're still finding people. But, you know, to me, it's overwhelmingly mind-boggling to think of the incredible devastation and all, you know, the people and therefore all the animals that must be buried and missing and all that sort of thing. And I, you know, I think this may just
be the
tip.
Well, you know, now it's about the recovery.
Yeah. But it may just be the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, not really pun intended there. But, you know, like Eileen said, with everything heating up a bit, you know, there's likely to be more of this going on. So, anyway, send what you can. You can always send your prayers, your love, and your light. You can donate through helpanimalsindia.org and stipulate it go towards the, Nepal and the floods and mud sort of thing. Or just donate generally like I do. I trust Eileen to decide where the money is needed most, but it makes me feel good that somehow I'm helping. So anyway, Eileen, keep up all the good work that you do. And gosh, we will talk again the first Sunday of October.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you, Martha.
I know fall is coming, and boy, the weather sure shifted this week. I know for the first time I had to turn my heat on in the evening this week. So,
right.
I but it looks like we're going to have sun toward, you know, or a nice weather towards the end of the week. But I've been celebrating getting some rain because boy, we really need it. So, Eileen, take care, and we'll talk to you again next month. All righty.
Right.
God bless.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty, Odie. Let's go ahead and take care of advertisers. And when we continue, we've got some time to chat. And we'll get to current events and all of that good stuff. And then we'll be love training again at 11. And and then we get to talk to Dr. Jeff's right-hand guy. Steve Lukanik is going to join us. All kinds of Dr. Jeff news. And we'll get to all of that. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Minahan. Join us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, September 6th, 1 p.m., about the first Jupiter trine to Saturn, energizing a year of realistic optimism. Jupiter expands life confidently, and Leo adds joyful experiences, while Saturn works courageously in Aries to forge directions, manifesting efforts honestly true to yourself. Join the journey with Talk Cosmos, Sunday, September 6th, 1 p.m. Pacific on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She's our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes practitioner. She's normally here on the second Sunday of the month to do free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. And boy, we got a good system going with her now. She really is being able to make contact and work with the animals through the owner. We're having some really good healing experiences. And so mark your calendars. Because she will be here. She will not be here next week. She will be here the third Sunday of this week, and that's September 20th. So next week, when she's normally here, Helen Thayer will be here. So you definitely want to be here for that. Now, also, you can check Linda out. She can work with you because she's local here in the greater Seattle area. She can work with you in person. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom or something like that. And she continues to offer a free session to anybody we send her. So write down the number I'm going to give you. If she's worked with you on the air before, that doesn't count. She will still give you a free session off the air. But for, you know, new clients off the air, she will give you a free session to start with. And all you got to do is call her or text her at the number I'm going to give you and tell you you heard us talking about her and you would like to schedule a free session. The number to call is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. That catches us up. And I think before I get carried away and we run out of time. Let's do current events. Alrighty then, let's see on our current events level now, just in case. Hopefully the weather's changing enough. We'll get enough rain that the fire situation, excuse me, here in our area in Eastern Washington, hopefully we're going to be putting out those fires and stuff. But help is still needed, to help the animals and the folk and the people who've been affected by all the fires in our state. And, one of the easiest places to donate. There are some a few different organizations that it's safe and good to donate to. You'll find them on the current events list, at MarthaNorwalk.com. To donate to Spoke Animal Care, and that's S-P-O-K for Spokane, Spoke Animal Care, check out .shelterlove, L-U-V.com. That's a, you know, safe place. You know your money will go where it needs to be to help the people in our state. Let's see what else is going on our current events list. A bunch of stuff going on up at the Northwest Stream Center. They've got their fall native plant sale online pre-orders have started and go through October 4th, and you'll pick up these native plants October 13th through the 17th. Now, man, I took a look at the plant sale stuff, and I got to tell you, it is absolutely phenomenal. If you go, you can go to the streamkeeper.org website, or you can go to marthanorwalk.com and click on the fall native plant sale that's going to happen to see all of the different native plants that you can order and get from the stream set. It's absolutely mind-boggling. They've got 8 new native plant species available this fall, and they don't ship. You've got to pick them up, tons of, you know, wild strawberries, sword ferns, lady ferns, snowberry, red elderberry, salmonberry. There's all kinds of native plants they'll have. And, a red osier dogwood. And then 8 new things, a quaking aspen. Anyway, so if you love plants and all of that, now the pricing, these plants, 1 gallon containers, $15, 2 gallons, 28, 5 gallons, 55. Not every species is available in every size. So, but you can check all this out at streamkeeper.org and, get your order in before the 4th of October. Let's see, I need to, for a minute here, get my current events back, because I kind of lost that. Alrighty, and now I lost everything. Oh, isn't that fun? Let's see, so I've got, get back here. So let's see, fall plant sale, then birds in our garden happens. This is native plants garden habitat Saturday, September 12th. So that's next Saturday, 1 p.m. for that presentation. Then forest in a frame, preserved moss art workshop. That sounds interesting, with J.J. Rose of Lil Bit Garden. That's Saturday, September 19th, 1 to 3. Return of the Sunflower Sea Star, the stream connecting Sunflower Sea Star Recovery and Salish Sea Resilience. That's with Jason Hoden of Friday Harbor Labs, and that'll be Saturday, December 26th at 1 p.m., All About Bats. That's one of my favorite ones, with Barbara Ogard from Bats Northwest. That's Saturday, October 17th. The International Flying Fishing Film Festival is October 24th, 5 p.m. And the Halloween Makers Market is Saturday, October 31st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Let's see. We've got coming up a Positive Alliance. The Home is Where the Heart Is Soiree 2026 is Sunday, October 11th, 3 to 5 p.m. Don't know if there's spaces still available, but you can go to positivealliance.org and find out. And then Seattle Humane's got Together for Pets Luncheon on September 25th, 11 to 1. Guest speaker is Anthony Prowowski, and tickets are on sale now. And I think that covers current events, except to say that we will. You can find it if you need to check again on MarthaNorwalk.com. And I guess, there we go. That's what I'm looking for. So I think that pretty much wraps us up with current events. So we're good. All righty. And golly, remember next week, Linda will not be here until 2 weeks from today. But next week will be Helen Thayer, our National Geographic Explorer. And if you need some motivation and inspiration, Oh, such a gal. I can't wait to talk to her. I'm reading Charlie Companion at my, Hero at my side, her last book, reading that to get prepared for next Sunday. And it's going to be fun to spend time with Helen again. Gosh, then remember, I got to tell you, Animal TV is still good on Saturday, and because we're going to be talking about Dr. Jeff coming up here. They are still marathoning Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet shows on Animal Planet Saturday evening. They throw in some Dr. D Alaska Vet in between. I like her too. So that's great TV to watch. And boy, you can just sure get a feeling for what Dr. Jeff is all about and what a wonderful life of service that he lives. I just think we need a Dr. Jeff and a Planned Pethood type practice in every state of the country. He's trying to make that happen and educate vets and motivate them to be more in line, with a life of service. And can't wait to talk more about it here coming up. So we are going to close out hour number two, and that means we're going to fire up the love train one more time. And, of course, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or you can get up and join the love train with me. I'll come by and cruise through and pick you up. And once we do the love train, then when we continue, we've got Dr. Jeff's right-hand guy is going to join us. And can't wait to talk about the reunion for the Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet that happened in Colorado in June. We're going to talk about that and then how we can all watch, what happened and all that good stuff. And then, gosh, this is a huge, big project that they're starting on. And Steve's going to fill us in on all of that. So that's going to be pretty exciting, too. I know what I would say before we start Love Train. We've got a minute before we need to do that. If you're the production engineer, working with us on the air here, you're either really busy, especially if something's going on, or, there's a lot of time where, they don't have to do much. But one thing I've noticed that you guys don't know yet, because you can't see what's going on in the studio, Odie is a crocheter. And so when she hasn't been busy here, she's been creating something. And I'll tell you what, she's pretty speedy with that needle because she started with nothing and now she's created and it's pink and red. What are you crocheting in there? Well, but what is it? Hold it up again. So it looks like a big square now.
It's a it's a granny square rectangle.
Okay, so are you making a quilt or something?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't really decided yet. I just want to do something with my hands,
So that's what you do when you don't have any buttons to push and all that stuff. You're creating your crochet stuff. So it's going to be a rectangle, and then mm-hmm. you're going to make more of those maybe and put them together and have a little quilt.
Or we'll see how big this one gets. We'll never know.
All right. Well, it's very cool. All right. We are done with hour number one. Going to fire up hour number two and fire up the love train. Remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And let's send that love all over the planet. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.